What's going on, everyone? You are listening to the 35th episode of True to Size. What is going on, family? My name is Alan Martinez, and I'm joined by my brothers Joel Hernandez.
Hello.
Lawrence Hopkins. And Alvin Martinez. And Lee, you want to try that again? All right, let's hold on.
Not even paying attention.
Well, clearly, Harry Potter's on the TV, damn it. What is going on, family? My name is Alan Martinez, and I'm joined by my brothers Joel Hernandez.
Hello.
Lawrence Hopkins.
Hello.
There he is. And Alvin Martinez.
Hello.
And we are Canada Got Soul, and you are listening. You're embarrassed, eh? God damn, you just ruined good vibes. And you are listening to True to Size, a podcast where the four of us often get together when we're all feeling good.
Oh, yeah.
And talk about what it is we love, which is sneakers.
Yay.
On this episode, we talk about hype. Not your typical talk about hype. And like the negative connotations associated with it. So,
Oh,
stop it. Alvin. So, stick with us. Our CGS picks include some heavily teased dunks, new dad shoe from Puma, a couple location based exclusives, and then we make a run through a couple weeks in our sneaker lives. But first, this guy is not even paying attention. Can you focus? Holy shit.
It's a long day.
Please.
Throw it again.
Work with me.
And bounce pass it back.
But first.
Fire round.
You're lucky I need your voice, damn it. I wouldn't need that shit.
Wait.
Oh, are you here?
We're here.
Finally?
All right.
Physically.
Oh, man. Not mentally, clearly.
Not mentally.
Three of the four of us are here.
That's okay. He didn't call in sick, though.
No, he didn't. At least he's here. This one comes from Sandor Reyes.
Hello.
Hola.
Let me preface this real quick. He actually followed me just through my personal account. You guys are so bust. he actually started following me through my personal account first, and then I sort of shameless plugged our podcast in one of our conversations.
Nice.
Oh, cool.
Good stuff.
He said, love listening to you guys talk about sneakers and the culture behind it. Heard there was a podcast by your co-host, Alan Martinez. Only been listening for a couple of weeks, but I really enjoy it. I hope for the best. Hope you guys keep it up. And I have one question for you guys.
There is a question.
There is one. Do you have any advice for the young people out there who is trying to get into sneakers? I mean, we've touched on this quite a few times in our previous 34 episodes. But new listeners can get in on it. What is some quick advice? Let's shoot out like maybe a point each.
Sure.
Yeah?
Okay, let's go.
Alvin, go.
You
answered that quick.
A specific sneaker that you're hunting for will always be there.
Ah.
So there's no rush. You can't cop it on release day. That's okay.
If you can't cop it the week after or the month after or even the year.
Yeah. It will always be there.
As long as it's on your radar. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I got one. Can I go next?
Yeah, go.
Yeah,
know what you like. Definitely do not try to pressure yourself into getting every single sneaker. Remember that you're buying shoes just for yourself and no one else.
Don't do it for the gram, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
Not like us. Don't do it like us. I'm just
joking.
I'm joking, fam. I've
been
joking.
Doing this before please, Instagram please, even please, please. Started.
Bro, it's a joke. It was a joke. Joel, I'm going to go to you next because...
You stole my answer, though, man.
Did I?
Yeah, man.
All right, we can tag team that.
Like, yeah, buy what you like, man. Like, yeah? Whatever floats your boat.
No yes.
Saying, yeah. Jane.
Yeah. Buy shoes that floats your boat, not sink your sit. That was horrible.
Wow.
That was horrible.
Lawrence?
Hold on.
What? Are we none of us mentally here?
No, that
not
was...
Not sink sit.
If you think about it...
Okay, Tito.
Listen, my fob came out. I'm sorry, right? I'm very sorry. Lawrence Hopkins, do you happen to be here at the moment?
Hi, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
Yeah, hello. I'm going to say those are all very good answers, everybody.
Oh, thank you.
Did they float your boat?
Welcome, yeah.
As long as it does not sink your boat.
Sinks.
I'm going to say, if you are on social media, which clearly you are because you DM'd us, so we'll skip preface. Follow a wide variety of content. Don't take in the same content from every account you follow. So you can widen your breadth, so you're not being force-fed Off-White or Yeezy or whatever. Widen it. Follow an SB account here or there or whatever. Something like that. Yeah.
Exactly. Whatever you're into.
Yeah.
Follow that.
Get a wide variety of things in your life. With so that, you know exactly what you like.
Yeah. What he means, though, is only follow Canada Got Soul.
Yeah, just one account's fine.
Yeah. Thank you, Sandor Zareas, for the question and the feedback. Yeah,
thank you.
If you guys have any quick hot take type of questions like Sandor, please send it through our DMs. Hit up any of us. We usually just relay it to our notes anyways.
Yeah.
Moving on to CGS Picks. This is the part of the podcast where each of us choose a sneaker to analyze, give our thoughts, and update y'all about. I want to try something new this week, you guys. I explained it to you before recording, but I'll bring it up for the new portion. So after we give our analyzation of each shoe and like hit the information and stuff, we will give our hot take, like our rating for the shoe. Our rating system will go like this. It goes poop, scoop, whoop-de-whoop. Or Alvin's favorite, just cute. So poop is obviously, you know,
poop.
Garbage. Yeah. Don't want it. Poop. Straight pass. Poop. Scoop is yes. I will definitely try to cop it. Whoop de whoop is like, damn, I'm excited for this shoe. And then cute is like, yeah, that's dope. But it's just, you know, cute. If it falls on my lap, I'll you know, got one it. Of them ones. Cool. So kicking off CGS picks this week is going to be Joel.
Right.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, good. That's why I gotta stop. That's why I'm not going to Lauren's first.
All right, I'm so ready.
Now.
Okay, so what my pick for this week is the Air Force One Coco Snake.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it originally dropped back in 2001 as a Japan exclusive. It's never received a proper retro release until now.
Now.
They actually tried to do something back in 05. It pretty much is like an unofficial retro of the Air Force One Low Coco. It's pretty much a reverse of the black and white upper with the different snakeskin pattern, but you know, just wasn't the same. You know what I mean? So they did the Taiwans this year, did the Hong Kongs, did the Easters, which is kind of pretty cool. The Rockefellers dropped with like premium suede. But now they're doing the snakeskins. Hopefully they hit us with the 3M snakeskins, because those were mad crazy back then. With the snakeskin, this is the white midsole. It's got the, you know, the snake skin on the tip, the eye.
What kind of snake is that, Joel? Since you know everything about it.
It's like a cobra.
It's
venom.
Also
like a venom snake, like a mamba snake.
He actually went into his encyclopedias just to double check. Joel's our fact checker, right? So like he has to do these things.
Some research.
Stuff, so. Although keep in mind it's faux snake.
It's faux snake.
Yeah.
All right. So you know what I mean? It's faux.
Lawrence, shut up.
worldwide release. There really isn't. I couldn't really find anything yet.
I found it out.
Oh, damn. There is a worldwide release. Hold on.
Lawrence,
SneakerCon
looked into
not
it.
Con, actually,
just ComplexCon.
Okay.
ComplexCon exclusive collab with Atmos.
That's what I. With Atmos.
Yeah, Atmos is the one releasing them.
Guys, we gotta go to ComplexCon.
I know.
One year, we're gonna get flown out by
Where's
Complex.
The invite?
So.
Yes.
Friend of the show.
Yes.
They listen every week.
Or Nike or Kit.
Anybody.
Or Sean Witherspoon, because he's our best
friend. I'll take Adidas, Puma, anybody.
Yeah, man.
Any y'all. We're
tickets, man.
Down to cover it live for you.
Live.
And us.
And we'll post it on YouTube.
We'd also like to have all of you on our podcast one day.
Yeah. All of you.
That's
at the
listening.
Same time.
At the same time.
We need more mics. We need more mics. Is that it?
That's it. That's all I
got. So now it's time for you to rate it.
Okay, my rating would be a whoop the mother whoop.
Oh, damn!
But I'm not, you know, I don't know. If you could reach ComplexCon, scoop me a size 10, too.
Word.
But please, yeah, man. And thank you. That's a whoop, motherfucker. Yeah, it's a whoop, eh? Whoop-de-whoop. Yeah.
Whoop-de-whoop for me.
So you're really amped on those.
Yeah, man.
So let's hope that maybe these ones aren't going to stay ComplexCon exclusives for you.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Yeah, they might do them like the Jordan ones.
We'll see. Or all the other Air Forces that they dropped at ComplexCon. I'll take a
reverse.
Last year, right?
reverse colorway of this, man. So
yeah, like a full toe box of snakeskin and such.
Man.
True. That would be fire. That would be fire. I will go next.
Cool.
My pick this week. We touched on it last week very briefly about the like Rose Bowl flea market, because that's kind of sort of like that where it started, the Union LA base type of a thing. Yeah. The reason I wanted to go deeper into this pick was basically because I actually never noticed the Frankensteining of the pairs. Mm-hmm. I thought that was absolutely amazing. We always talk about like fusion sneakers all the time, like the Legacy 312s or like the even the Wotherspoons or the Air Max one in the 90s, right? But this one, instead of combining two different silhouettes, it combines two different colorways. Unlike the top three where they like mismatched all like three colorways into one shoe, this one has such a unique Frankensteining of two different colorways for two different pairs of shoes. The big wing logo on the side, on the lateral side, is actually so dope. Mm-hmm. It's crazy because I never noticed, like I noticed that, like the first thing I noticed was the stitching, but I never took in the fact that it actually combines like two different colorways. So it's like the Yeah, it's so sick. It's like the black toe combined with the legendary white gray. Has that white gray colorway ever retroed?
I think properly.
No. Yeah, no. That was my question. And then the storm blue with the bread. Mm-hmm. So clean. Love the vintage hits. Yeah,
the patina is really good.
Yeah, this is definitely a whoop-de-whoop, although I know I probably won't get my hands
Which
on them.
Which one do you prefer?
I do prefer the Storm Blue pair just because it's got the navy and the red and the white, right?
So, yeah, that one is the Union LA exclusive pair.
Those, are they both dropping the same day?
That I don't know.
So November 17th is what I see from Sneaker News.
I think they're probably both the same day.
Yeah.
That would be a good guess.
Yeah, the Storm Blue and the bread.
The sole's pre-yellowed?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, they have like a patina.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called, patina?
Yeah.
Is that like the color, the official color of that?
No, it's like what it's called when it like ages. That's like to age, like aged look, yeah. Neat.
No, and I love the like the sort of raw edges.
Yeah, I was about to say that too. The panels. The edges are yellowed.
Yep. And those. The like how they did the tongue and stuff.
I was gonna
like
say,
that.
Yeah, the tongue is foam. Yeah.
So dope. And like it's an homage to what that shop is for, I believe. Like it's like a, I think it's one of those vintage collecting.
Oh, cool.
I believe so. Hit me up on errors, omissions, and e-messages if I'm wrong. But yeah, November 17th.
Even the laces are a different color.
Yes.
So like once it gets up to the third highest eyelet,
yes,
it just switches to black laces.
It's so or white depending on the pair. Yeah.
Oh, so that's it's not cool. Two sets of laces?
No, that's one lace. No.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can see the line where it just switches color. That's cool. That's a nice detail.
The detailing and the insoles as well has some dope sketches in it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, whoop-de-whoop, even though I know I won't be able to get a pair. These are crazy. They're really nice. Like them. Lawrence. Hello. Yeah. Lawrence.
Is this thing on?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah. Didn't see you there.
What's your pick?
So my pick this week is going to be unattainable for everybody unless you play.
Oh, he changed his pick. Yay.
Surprise. Yeah. Unless you play for Oregon
University's
football team. Yes. My pick this week is the Air Jordan 3 Tinker Oregon football exclusive.
Fire.
Crazy. So first off the bat, so Oregon insane. Always has like the craziest player editions. They do such a good job with that.
The branding is unreal.
Yeah, that big O is just nuts.
I love the big O.
And the Pit Crew pair has been a grail of mine for a long time. Yeah, man. So this one, they took the Tinker Air Jordan 3, which is the regular Air Jordan 3 with a swoosh on the side. The swoosh is indeed Velcro. So it has
indeed.
It comes with a black swoosh, but you can also swap it to Lello. Looks like a green Nubuck on the upper, and then on the heel in place of Nike Air or a Jumpman, you have the big Oregon O.
Oh.
So these are dope.
That Nubuck looks super buttery.
Especially with the gray elephant. Sheesh. Like they did it justice. Be. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm never going to get this pair ever in my life.
We will never That's get this pair.
I'll probably never even see it in person.
Lawrence That's will have lie. Them by next week, you guys.
Yeah.
I actually have a tryout with Oregon football team next
week. Nice. So lit. Yeah. Yo, good luck. Be good luck. Good luck.
You're a size 11, right?
Yeah, I actually fit every size, so I'm going to ask
every
for size.
Size.
Nice.
But yeah, so these are would be a whoop-de-whoop for me.
Whoop-de-motherfucking-whoop.
But I'm never going to get them, so it's like a whoop-de-nop.
Cute-poop.
Whoop-de-nope. But yeah, that's mine.
That's
I
sick.
I like those.
Nice. Alvin, round it off.
So good. So nice. I got the Puma RSX reinvention.
True.
Ooh.
Yeah, so essentially they're just revamping the RS. Is it an O or a zero?
So
that's a good question.
Zero
RSO zero RS. I think it's a zero.
Yeah. Air is emissions, please.
I actually don't know.
Well, oh, technically O still goes for both, right? Because 905.
Yeah,
it's
sure.
really a zero. Oh.
But that it
circle. So it's a circle.
Not technically, circle. But circle. Like, RS you know, circle. You know, sort circle. Of. Yeah, it works.
Whatever.
RS circle.
RS circle.
It's a Puma shoe.
It's cool, man. Like yeah. they mix a lot of they mix leather, mesh. You got some Nubuck.
Is that knit?
Looks like it.
On the side, right?
Yeah, where the form strip.
Yeah, the side form panel strip. Looks like it could be knitted.
It's oh no, yeah.
I like I don't the colors.
Know. But it's like the colors themselves, like the way they color blocked it is perfect. It's kind of weird, but I love the outsole.
Yeah. What did I say last night? It was, what did I say? I said, it looks like they tried a lot, but it they make it work with like the color blocking.
This one is so much
ways.
Better than the
Zero.
The Thunder.
Oh, you like these better than the Spectra.
The Thunder Spectra.
Yeah.
Spectra. I don't agree, but I understand.
Lightning. Yeah.
But for me, I feel like it's because it kind of reminds me of a Huarache.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see it.
And I'm a Huarache guy, so
yeah, true. I see that now.
So that's probably why I like these.
You gravitate toward these, eh?
Yeah. And just like the whole retro vibe that they have going on with it, it's like, you know me and retro runners, man.
Yeah,
about that life. But yeah, anyway, they dropped today. So if you're listening to this, it's 2 days from
November 1st.
Yesterday. So two yesterdays from today. I don't know, man. These are they're dope, but I feel like
so they're cute.
They're cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
I don't know if I would actually purchase. No. I might have to see them in person, put them on my foot, and then walk out with them.
True.
Very fast.
While I purchase them. No.
We don't condone criminal activities.
I'm not a criminal. I have a daughter. I can't do that anymore.
What he means is run towards the register.
Anymore.
Wow.
Not that I ever did it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're reading? I think we said it already.
He's cute.
Yeah. Cute.
All right. Moving on to This Week in Kicks. This is where we discuss the current headlines of the sneaker industry. Not too much on the docket this week. Kanye West teases a collab with Big Baller Brand. That was Alvin kissing his teeth. He posted a picture of himself with the BBB guys with the caption saying, "And today on ESPN, is BBB going to join Addy?
No.
No.
Is Kanye going to design for BBB?
No.
It's just a collabo?
You think it was just like a stunt?
I can't do that, though.
Yeah, you think no, that I don't think anything's going to happen.
Like the contracting?
It's
like do you think Adidas would even want to work with BBB?
No,
because I'm assuming Kanye
but
West
its own
have
brand.
To,
huh? Like, it's its own brand.
Yeah,
so it's like can't. Technically competition.
Yeah,
you know what I mean,
well, what if he's asking though because he's trying to get into basketball?
Mm.
He's trying to get like some ins.
So info. He's gonna peace out from Adidas,
right? On BBB.
But why would he go to BBB?
I don't know. Because nobody else.
If there's any other brand in the world that he would reach out to, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the best option.
Might as well go back to Nike.
Eh, we wish. Hey, Lawrence. Hey, Lawrence.
Yeah, just go back
there
to
you
Nike.
Are. There you are.
Please.
I just want to retro the Yeezys.
Yeah.
It's been a rumor for so long. I don't think it's going to happen.
No? I was gonna bring that up, but then I kind of
can we say
I
we're speaking into it. Fruition and then maybe
possibly.
Oh yeah, if we're doing that, then they're coming back for sure.
All right.
Oh yeah, yeah. And go, then guys. Eventually four pairs will be gotten by the Canada Got Soul boys.
I need all of them.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, man.
Yep. We're all gonna get them for retail. Absolutely. Sure, whoop de whoop. That's what that is. Whoop de whoop. And this is going to be when they're ComplexCon exclusives and we get invited to ComplexCon.
Good year.
And we get to...
You're here first.
It's going to be a good year.
ComplexCon Toronto, you already
know. Next year is going to be a good year.
Oh, man. It's going to be so fire. Do we think that the Yeezys are going to come back or not? That would be the boldest move if Nike did that.
I don't think so. I know Nike has a lot of pettiness in them. But I don't think so.
No,
No. I don't think they would do that.
Being the I would safely say Lawrence is the biggest Yeezy fan amongst us four. Lawrence, how would you feel about a retro? How do you feel about a retro?
I was actually thinking about that the other day after I saw NetMag.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because originally when I heard about it.
Shout out to NetMagnetism.
I believe the rumor was they were going to bring them back and call them the Air Entertainer. And I was like,
wow. Oh, man. You guys need new marketers.
Oh, my God.
That was like a long time ago. I think that was like a last year rumor.
For a company that has such strong marketing, you would think they'd come up with a better name than Air Entertainer.
Like, I don't know how I feel. It is a shoe that Kanye West designed.
Air Rapper? Air MC.
Air Easy.
Oh.
Air Easy.
Yeah.
I just don't know. Like, I'm not sure. I would definitely try and get a pair, I think. It just wouldn't be the same.
Yes.
You know, like,
okay,
it's
that's
not
what
a,
I was gonna ask you,
it's not a Kanye West collab as much as it is. It's not. It's kind of a gray area.
It's gray. Yeah, I know what you mean.
But for you to call it anything else, you have to change something on it.
You would, yeah. Well, he has like some logos and symbols, so maybe they would take that off or something.
Yeah.
Because everyone at first was saying they can't. They just can't call it Air Yeezy.
His Y logo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the Y print or something, like anything like that. Yeah, it says Yeezy on it, so they would have to change some things for sure.
Instead of the Y pattern, what if it was elephant print?
I think I would still, I would definitely be in, just because obviously I can't get the other ones.
Does it ruin it for you in a way where it's no longer a unicorn?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
It makes
the
other ones even more of a unicorn.
Ah, especially if they change things.
If they change things.
Now that I think about it, that would be the best sort of homage and respects paid to what he did.
It just kind of depends on how they do it.
Yeah, they have to do it tastefully.
Yeah, if they do it tastefully and if he like... endorses it in any way or if he's like, this is all right.
One thing I would hate for them to do is to change a colorway.
Ooh, like release a new colorway?
A new colorway I don't mind, but what I mean is getting the colors that he already has and just sort of messing around with all the color blocking.
Yeah.
That would be wonky.
I still don't think it's going to happen, to be honest, but it would be a very interesting situation for sure.
Real quick, this isn't really like newsworthy, but I heard Slam is dropping a new Slam Kicks issue dedicated to the Jordan 1.
Yeah. Cool.
If you happen to hit up any grocery stores, convenience stores, magazine stores, or Chapters and you see four copies, please cop us and let us know how much we owe you. Thank you. Moving on to previously in Kicks.
No, wait, I want to talk about the Kyrie 5.
Oh, yes. He's premiering them tonight.
Yeah, we just saw it on foot right now while they're playing.
yesterday, if you guys are listening.
Yesterday in the Milwaukee-Boston game. Apparently it's a collab. I was kind of reading into it a little bit while we were recording right now, so I wasn't paying attention.
I don't know
who Young Taco is.
I will now let it off because you were doing research.
Yeah, I have no idea who Young Taco is, but apparently it's a collab with Young Taco.
Okay, shout out Young Taco.
I thought it was a taco store, but it's not. It's a person.
Please hit us up. We'd like to have you on the podcast, Young Taco.
Taco like taco?
Is he a rapper?
Taco like the food. Like la 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 la. Seems like he's a rapper.
He sounds like a rapper.
Going through his Instagram feed and seeing a lot of butts.
Young Taco.
But yeah, it's a. I like them a lot, actually. So the
I just took in that you said he's got a lot of butts.
Yeah, there's a lot of butts, like female butts on his feed.
Alvin, put your phone away, Alvin.
But anyway, so it looks all very.
I see what you did there, Joel.
It looks very similar to the Kyrie 4. Well, his whole line has been pretty consistent.
Yes.
But. Alvin is looking for a butt.
God.
But there's obviously a striking difference, which would be a massive, like, triple the size swoosh. Triple the size
on the butt of the shoe, no?
It's huge.
It's the butt and side. Yeah. The butt. And It's in a woodland camo, kind of real tree camo colorway. Yeah,
super clean.
So the outsole, like we said, it looks very similar to the Kyrie 4.
Yeah.
But there's obviously, like we said, also some tech changes to the upper. It looks like they added Flywire.
I'm curious what the cushioning is, right?
I feel like they'll put React in it because they put React in the KB11.
React and Zoom?
Yeah React and Zoom probably. Oh,
that'd be crazy.
That'd be insane.
But they're sick. Like, if they all have that oversized swoosh, I'm probably going to try and get a pair. Yeah.
Dooney Jr.'s future pair.
Oh, man.
Oh, I'm sorry, Joel. He's going to be like, he's going to be like, Tito Alan is right.
He's all right.
I always give Jomar a Filipino accent. I'm so sorry. That's it, right? That's it for this week in Kicks.
Yeah.
Previously in Kicks. It's pretty obvious what that is. Joel, you received a pair from Nike Toronto.
Yeah, man. When was this? On the 30th.
Yeah.
Tuesday. Oh, yeah. For Tuesday. Halloween just, Eve.
Tuesday.
Just when we were about
to,
like,
Lawrence called it,
cut up pumpkins, the doorbell rings. And then Mare's, like, talking to somebody at the door. We're all, like, peeking around. And then she comes up with a white box. I'm like, what? I wasn't even expecting it at all. Shout outs to Nike Toronto for sending me
Toronto.
The Skeleton Air Force One Lows.
Ooh.
So the details on them are crazy.
Fire.
From, like, the bone logo, the Nike logo on the tongue, and then, like, the glow in the dark sole.
Oh, I haven't seen that. It's in, like, a bone font.
Like, the insole's got, like, the top. Like, the, like, I guess the bottom
of
your foot.
Yeah, of your foot. Like a footprint of a skeleton. A skeleton's foot.
The details are pretty crazy, man. But shout outs Nike Toronto. Thank you so much. Was not expecting that at all.
Yes. Speaking of Nike Toronto, today I was at work, and then out of nowhere in the corner of my eye, my wife's head kind of pops up because she sees a delivery man just outside our office doors, and he pulls out a white box.
Whoa.
And then she notices the swoosh on that white box, and she just looks at me and she goes, "Alan, it's for you." And I just kind of got excited because I looked up as well, like, took my headphones off, and I saw the white box with the swoosh on it. I was like, oh my God, what is this? Nike Toronto has sent me, I believe it's the Air Force 107 Elevate, LV8, in the, it's an NBA collab, no?
Yeah.
It's like the Raptors OVO colorway.
Yeah.
Super clean. There's, like, some lenticular holographic heel tab branding. It says AF1, and then it blends in and meshes with the NBA logo. Really clean. Thank you very much, Nike Toronto. I wasn't expecting it, and it's love it.
Very clean.
Very dope.
Also, previously in Kicks, Lawrence, you received a package from the Levi's company.
Oh, yeah. So, me and Alan have been talking about this collaboration for, like, a month now.
Good God. And I feel like it was been, like, a year.
So, Levi's collaborated with Disney / just the man himself, Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse?
On a whole capsule collection to celebrate his 90th birthday.
My man.
It's been crazy this year with all the Disney stuff. We need a whole other podcast just for, like, the Disney stuff that's come out this year.
Can we?
It's been nuts.
Dude, I'm so bad.
Anyways. So I came home yesterday from work to a bag. It looked like a gift almost. They put, like, tissue in it and everything.
Very
cute. Nice. And it was that collaboration, which was extremely surprising. It's really nice actually when you're about to buy something and it, like, shows up, like, when you're about to spend money on it.
Nice.
But yeah, I got the Mickey in jeans t-shirt. It's just a graphic of Mickey wearing a pair of Levi's denim, which is super dope.
That's cool. I bought the white tee version of that.
Yeah,
today.
I got the gray. Like, so nice. Really, really good quality. And it's, like, felt. Like, the Mickey print is, like, felt. Oh, it's, like, textured.
Ooh.
Yeah. Very, very nice. And two bandanas and the toque, which says, like,
want
a Mickey,
the toque,
like,
so bad.
Peeking over the brim, which is really, really
That's
dope.
Cool, man.
But Levi's didn't have it online today.
Yeah, so it just released today in stores and online, but only half of the collection. Apparently the other half is delayed for now.
Boo.
But there is a lot of dope pieces at your local Levi's store or online, so definitely check it out. It's dope.
At Canada. It's delayed in Canada.
It's delayed in the States too. Oh, I didn't see it on the American website. Yeah.
Oh, I thought
the full collection.
Oh. Yeah.
And Alvin got something yesterday too.
Oh, he did.
Yo.
That's right.
So the Rastaclat Canada they blessed us with some NBA Rastaclats just to help celebrate the beginning of the season.
Is there a black and gold one?
I wasn't. there was a good chunk.
Zoot.
Wasn't able to fully take them all in, but they all look really later. Cool. But yeah, no, definitely shout out to the Roster Clock Canada family. Definitely going to use those for some things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
They have some crazy collabs.
Yeah.
Like the brands that they get in. I saw the
carrots one.
Yep, that one's new.
That one's clean.
My favorite one has been that I've seen is the sriracha one.
Oh, it's so cool.
With like just like the little lids.
With the caps.
Yeah.
So good. So good.
They have some really cool collabs, really creative. It's crazy how with such a small thing, you can do so much, but they do a really good job.
My favorite's been the bait one with Bruce Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, so far.
And the tips are like nunchucks, no?
Yeah, man. And then it's just got the legendary stripe from his suit. Is it Enter the Dragon? I think it's Enter the Dragon.
So creative.
Love it.
Yeah. Absolutely love it. Yeah. Thank you, Nike Toronto. Thank you, Levi's Canada. And thank you, Rasta Clat Canada.
Woohoo!
You guys are the best.
Thank you.
Errors, emissions, and e-messages. This is the part of the show where we collect your call-outs, corrections, comments, and concerns. Like the one from Heads Ain't Ready.
Mm.
He hit us up again.
Ron!
real quick, he says, missed my point. Goat wants more than true heads. He goes on to say more, but then I said, we'll talk about it next week when you're on the podcast.
Oh.
So Heads Ain't Ready. I mean, if you're about it, reach, fam.
Do it.
We'll talk about it in person.
Down.
Sick,
we'll throw down. So we'll see what's up with that.
Yeah.
Promos real quick. Dunktober is over. Sadly, except not for me, because I missed a day and I'm going to own up to that day. And then I think just for the feed, I got to finish off the row.
Yeah, you got a couple more.
Yeah, so I got two more to go. Speaking of a couple more, Dunktober X Us X Netmeg. That was such a struggle. Congratulations to Alec Mac 26, who was nominated by S McNeil 88 for a pair of dunks. I do believe those are already on the way to you. The best announcement that I have with this is that there's still more pairs. So we've got some bleed over into November.
We ain't done.
Yep.
True.
We'll be announcing those real soon. So congrats to the future winners.
Word.
Did your guys' Dunktober go?
Oh, man.
What do you guys think?
Mine was slow.
Yeah, mine was slow.
I gotta reinvest.
We had a contest. You should have entered it.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? No, we failed Alvin. We should have nominated him.
We should have nominated him. Shit.
Dang,
yeah.
Sorry, bro. My bad.
I have dunks. My bad. You know,
a lot
of them are just, they look like Jordan 1s.
Can we give quick shout outs to some people who killed it?
Yeah, man.
Jace D's.
Sofzilla was my favorite feat to follow.
Yeah,
She smashed it. She had some of the craziest shots. Craziest shots.
Runner Jazz.
Yeah, my dude Ron. Yeah. Man, killed it.
Flyways 91.
Word.
Yeah.
Yep.
There's a few, man.
Shout out to the OG Flippin' Laces.
Mm-hmm.
He brought out some crazy stuff, though.
He was rocking for Boktober as well, so killed it. Yeah, loved it.
My favorite pair were probably the Oompas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
And then today, the Flyways guys were like, oh, yeah, so this is what we had left over from Dunktober, and I saw, like, Blue Lobsters.
we just didn't
wear these, because, you know... Yeah. Fuck.
No, but I love the diversity.
Yeah, it's dope, man.
This month.
Really cool.
All the dunk colorways. Even the non-SB ones were insane.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's why I love Sofzilla's, because she was busting out tons of sportswear ones. He always does that.
I don't think he wore any SBs.
It's amazing. No, I don't think he did either. Maybe
he has some gems, man.
Yeah, he does.
He does.
Yeah,
he's been had gems.
Yeah, some gems.
Shout out to the Dunktober family. Thank you guys for doing this. We do have more announcements. I mean, prizes to give away for you guys. Yes. Moving on to the discussion of the week. This topic is hype. Like I mentioned before, we won't be having a typical talk about hype and its beasts. First, though, as I do, I'd like to start off with its definition and what it means. Let me begin with it's pronounced hype. As a noun, it is extravagant or intensive publicity or promotion. As a verb, it is promote or publicize a product or idea intensively, often exaggerating its importance or benefits. Now, with that said, all of the nodded heads, I love it. Now, with that said, what does hype mean to us? When you guys think of the word hype, what comes to mind?
A feeling.
Like a drive.
Yeah. Oh, I like that word.
Mm.
Mm. And then like obviously the associated negative stuff that comes with it. But I'm trying to stay away from that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, unfortunately, only negative things come to mind.
Really? Good. Okay, yeah. Go for it. Answer. Go.
No, like, I just think of like
the beasts.
Stuff
the
being beast. Shoved down your throat.
Ah, like or that. Or
people doing the most for no reason. Mm. Like you said, exaggeration.
Yeah.
What it really is.
That was
for
a
another reason that is Googled not just definition. It looking nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Word.
True.
But recently the hype definition for me comes, well, this topic was even inspired by the upcoming Diamond X Nike SB collaboration. Mm-hmm. This is driving lots of hype. It's been done with every like hype Nike SB collaboration that's dropped in the past couple of years, but people are I always see the question, is SB making a comeback? Yeah. But yeah, this was definitely inspired by that. It honestly though this time around for some reason it led me to believe that hype isn't all that bad, which is why I wanted to talk about it in this way. I honestly think that the industry wouldn't be where it is without it. What do you guys think of that?
No, I agree.
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily only mean bad things. It's just the way that the culture has been going the past year or two. Yeah. It feels negative.
Yeah.
There's obviously positives, and it's gotten, like you said, the culture to where it is in the first place.
Just to like recap the negative, just because I guess it's something that we should take note of. What are the negative things that hype does for the sneaker industry / community?
Drive up resale values.
Yeah.
Gets people hurt.
Yeah, very true. It sort of in a way gets sneakers into the wrong hands.
Yep. Yeah, that's a good
funny to say.
Yeah, gets the wrong people get them for the wrong reasons.
Ah, there it is. I think that's the best way to put it. Mm-hmm. For sure. Because then now you're just buying it for literally that, just the hype. You're just no longer purchasing it for genuinely liking or loving the shoe, which is which goes back to our fire round answers Joel and I shared.
Yeah.
Right? But hype honestly does drive the community. I do believe that it also pushes conversation.
Yeah.
There's been tons of amount of times where, especially even just recently, if you taken the talks that Lawrence and I have had about the Levi's Mickey collaboration, or even the Diamond collection collaboration that's coming up. It's always so much fun to talk about stuff that you're genuinely really excited and hyped for.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What has been some of like the stuff that you guys have genuinely felt good about hype in terms of releases? Are there any? Do any releases come to mind where the shoe comes up and it's just like, oh my god, this is mad exciting.
It's when there's like the combination of you really want it and then it happens to have hype associated with it afterwards or on the side. Like if you want to say something, like a memory I could think of is like the Galaxy Foamposite. Like when I first saw pictures, I was like, whoa, because Galaxy print or like a Celestial print had never been done on anything before. And they put on a Foamposite, which had never had a print before that. And I was like, damn, that's really cool. And the whole pack was really cool. And I was like, okay, I'm going to line up for it. And then as I'm preparing to line up and as I'm lining up, I'm seeing that there's riots in other cities. People have lined up for 2 weeks, that police helicopters are flying around.
So it's lineups. Almost like the stories that hype creates.
Exactly. Well. Yeah. Like you're like, yo, this is crazy. A lot of people want this and I'm about to get a pair, or like, I really like this. Like it kind of just adds to the whole aura of the shoe and everything.
Feeling
that surrounds
of having it.
Yeah. So like you said, it's not necessarily a bad thing. No. It's just, you have to want it for the right reasons in the first place.
No, to backpack off of that, like hype, is a large collective of people who are excited about the same thing, which is damn cool how it brings people together. Although sometimes negatively, it definitely does it very positively as well. Joel, back in the forum days, or actually all of you guys, because you guys were heavy in the forums, has there been like threads and threads of like excitement over a pair of shoes?
Oh yeah, like even like with upcoming releases and stuff, right?
Yeah.
You know, everybody would just go, like back then it was like heavy into the SBs.
Yeah. Right?
And then people were like, oh, this is dropping, and everybody just going crazy for them. And, you know, what sucks is that being in Canada, there wasn't really nothing. Much of an SB mm-hmm. SB thing for us. So that would really suck for us. But it was just like the hype regarding like everything about like Nike SB.
Yeah.
And like, you know, that was pretty much the hype back then. And, you know, especially with like Jordan's coming up, like the countdown packs coming up around that time.
Yeah.
You know, that hype just built up and, you know, everybody's excited, you know, about like, you know, Jordan's coming back and, you know, making that resurgence like back in the sneaker market. But I don't know. I don't know.
Hype really didn't exist in Canada, bro. Like,
no.
No way.
It was like a select few dudes. So, like, I mean.
Yeah, I was going to ask, was there certain drivers of hype that, like, mm-hmm. dudes like always that always had the information and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, man's in the States, but, like, in mm-hmm. Canada,
it was probably just, like, the sneaker shops
back. Yeah.
Like, you true. Know, like, good
for. But even then, man, like, nothing sold out.
No.
You know what I mean? Like,
no, it was so easy, like, to attain, yeah. like, so many.
Like, sneakers. It was nothing. Like, hype back then was. I don't know, man. Mm-hmm. I honestly don't think it existed. Not here, not yeah. in Canada.
When did it make its, like, when did it start peaking its head up?
I want to say that it existed. It's just that the community was so small that it didn't affect
that's
anything.
That's what it was. It didn't affect anything.
Yeah. Like, so, like, it could be, like, say, Foot Locker's getting 100 pairs of, I don't know, Black Cement 3s. There's 50 people who are super hyped about them. So there's still hype around the shoe,
yeah.
but it's just not to the level where it's like you got to line up for it. Like people are still excited. It's just less people excited.
That's like so a healthy hype.
Yeah. It's just scaled down a lot for sure. Because there was definitely shoes that I would get excited for that we would always talk about, like, yo, this is coming out. But it was back then, it was, yo, we can pre-order it and we're good. Like we knew we were good. There was definitely excitement and hype being built. It was just definitely on a way smaller scale.
Yeah.
I want to say the first one I remember having hype was when me and Alvin both worked at Foot Locker was Concord 11s.
Yeah, it was.
What year was that?
11? 2011?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the first shoe that I can remember that just drove people fucking insane. Like people. Well,
yeah. Yeah, because people lined up because, you know why though? Because pre-orders were done.
Yeah, they sold, the pre-order sold out and that's when people were realizing. Yeah. And that's the thing. The more people want it, the hype scale goes higher,
yeah.
and then it's kind of exponential at that point. They're like, oh, shit, it's sold out. Now I want it even more.
Especially when it's that much harder to get.
Yeah, when it's harder to get, people want it even more. Yeah. If it's sitting on the wall, no one gives a shit.
Yeah. Good point.
But yeah, so that was the first one I can remember. So 2011-ish, and then I think the year after, so we'll say that was December 2011, February 2012 was Galaxy, and then that whole tornado was still swirling, and after that, that's when I remember things taking off like a friggin' rocket.
I think the 09 Space Jam did all right, too.
Yeah, the Space Jam one was pretty crazy.
Because that one, I'm pretty sure the pre-orders were pretty serious for those two.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree that, well, the 11s every year was definitely the big one.
Yeah.
But I think that, like, the start line for the hype that I can remember was definitely Concords, and then right after Galaxy, and that's when stuff just started, like, because the community was getting so much publicity, and then all these... casual onlookers are like, oh shit, this is kind of cool, like, oh, look at all these crazy kids lining up for shoes, and then they get interested and they start looking at it, and then just now we're here,
yeah,
talking about it.
So more hype definitely came with the growth of the industry.
Oh, for sure.
And the community.
Yeah, really. Defo.
Do you guys think that hype does it push the industry forward, or does it slow it down? Like, does it hurt it, or is it good for the industry?
It definitely helped to grow.
Yeah.
I mean, the hype helps to attract new oncomers to what we do.
Very true. Yeah, that's very true. It just makes it makes things seem much more enticing, and to be a part of it is like more exciting.
Yeah, because I mean, at first they're probably like, "Oh, yo, I want to look like Kanye," or "I want to look like Kid Cudi," and then. I mean, if they start to get into it, then, you know, cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, it definitely contributes to it. I wouldn't say it slows it down. If anything, it accelerates it a little bit.
Yeah, I think it speeds it up.
Definitely helps it grow.
We would not be sitting here right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
If it wasn't for the way that the sneaker community has grown, because in Canada, there was nothing like this at all. Like we just said, like less than 10 years ago, this was non-existent. Like at all.
Yeah, brands definitely use hype to push and promote like itself.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like they love the hype.
Yeah.
As much as we, the older side of the community, kind of dislike it, like the younger people They thrive on it. They want the hype. Like, they're like, what's the next hype thing coming up? What's the next thing that's going to sell out? Like, what's the next thing that I can stunt with?
Mm-hmm. I find that it's like now, like, it's like a status.
Having hype shoes.
Mm-hmm. Like, old world's biggest hype beast.
Oh, and like, you think people compete with that?
Now that's something, like, it's something cool.
I see.
Whereas, like, sure.
Well, yeah, right? People like to follow people with, like, the most money and see how they live, just to live vicariously through them. It's weird that way.
Yeah.
But I think the industry would definitely be stagnant if it weren't for hype.
Yeah.
Because brands need to gauge it, right? Mm-hmm. It, like, a hype helps to give direction. And it, like, even for us, like, we, when people ask for hats or when people ask for new merch and stuff, it helps us to give direction and set our goals straight for what to do next. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's what's part of it's, like, exciting about hype, especially, like, when you see new people coming in and asking new questions about stuff and wanting to learn about brands and shoes that they never ever decided to look up or do research on their own.
Yeah,
like, maybe, I mean, I don't think so, but maybe this diamond collaboration and the super limitedosity of the yellow pair will drive people to
150 to Complex Con.
Make people want to learn about SBs and maybe get them into it.
Yeah.
I feel like it's kind of just a tangent. Like, I feel like SBs are some enigma.
Yeah.
They've fallen into some hole and they're just stuck. Like, they're like Batman in Dark Knight or whatever. Dark Knight Rises, and he's just trying to get up, but he never actually gets up. Yeah, like, he gets really close and then he just falls back down. Yeah. Like, look at last year, like, the Black Pigeons. Like, to me, that there was people lining up for it. Like, that should have been, like, bam, SB's like a weird, back.
It's like resurgence.
Yeah, and then it's like, nope, not back. He's, like, right at the tip and he just falls back in the hole. And now, like, look at the people who are wearing SB. Like, Travis Scott is huge into SBs.
Yeah.
Travis Scott's arguably one of the biggest Nike co-signees that they have. Like, just overall, one of the biggest Nike quote unquote athletes out there.
And he's getting Jordan brand collaborations.
And he's getting Jordan brand collaborations. He's wearing SBs every day. Like, he wore Freddy's yesterday. Sick. Like, he's been seen in a ton of different things. And Virgil has been wearing Dunks steadily for like months now. Mm-hmm. Like, these are arguably two of Nike's biggest people with the most hype around them and the most pull.
Attention and everything.
And no one gives a shit
about what shoes they're rocking.
Like, I don't, like, it's crazy to me. And now I think, I'm assuming the same thing is going to happen this year because it was around this time last year when the Pigeons came out.
Yeah.
It's going to be a crazy hype.
Yeah.
And it's going to be extremely temporary. And then all of a sudden in 2 months, you're going to see them being sold for retail, except for the yellow one, which is just limitedness of it is just,
That's what's going to make these even a bit more special and a bit crazier than the Black Pigeon, because the Black Pigeon, there was a wide release and there was a friends and family pair with Fragment, which is absolutely insane. Those were so sick. But the fact that these are coming to that Complex Con stamp, I think, is huge and massive. That like, even with the Air Forces that you picked today, that location based exclusive or the Union LA drop, anything with like that location based thing with limited quantities that like people not from the area can get their hands on is gonna make that shoe that much more special.
One time, shout out to Complex.
Honestly,
because like this is the third year. The first year, I don't think there was anything crazy. No. Last year, they had, like, all of a sudden, everything.
Everything.
They had that gold top three. They had the NERD Pharrell. They had the whole Air Force Forces. Now this year, they're doing, like, another ton of crazy things. Another NMD exclusive. Like, a ton of things. Like, bro, imagine 3 years after starting something, getting that big. This is 3 years.
Dude, imagine if we were into streetwear.
Yeah.
The Complex Con exclusives, apparels and toys and stuff like that.
Oh, I don't even want to know.
Like, dog, there's some Funko Pop exclusives at Complex Con.
Like, that's crazy to me.
Insane.
Crazy.
There's a Vans one and it's an astronaut and it looks so dope. Sick.
Like, that's
so
nuts.
Dope.
Like, good for Complex.
Friend. Vans X Complex Con X Funko Pop.
Friend of the show, what? Complex.
Absolutely insane.
As a whole, Complex. Good job.
Bringing it around back to the yellow TIFF. Are we calling it TIFFs? Because it's not really a TIFF.
No, diamond.
Yeah. Yellow, I don't know, yellow canary, yellow diamond dunk low, I guess. Diamond XSB, whatever. I'm actually surprised with like the hate that shoe's getting.
But one thing that I think we can all agree on is when you really like a shoe, you want people to hate it.
Goodness gracious,
I love that.
I really like
a shoe and everyone's like, fuck that. I'm like,
sleep on it, please.
Yeah. I'll like all those comments on Instagram. I'm like, yeah, fuck this shoe for real, bro.
I'm gonna reply, this shoe's garbage.
Yo, someone like this is True facts. True
in
facts.
Your story is every angle that Nicki Diamond's posted in his feed. Have you guys noticed that other brands other than the Swoosh have started to get their fair share of hype as well?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's honestly one of the most exciting parts about the industry nowadays is how big it's and it, how fast it's moving currently. Mm-hmm. Like taking how diverse our picks have been.
Yeah.
Well, we try to keep it diverse. We know that we know we're a Swoosh heavy pickers.
We know right? who we are.
We know that's part of the advice. We still know how to appreciate other brands, and it's really sure. exciting to see that other brands are making these moves and partnerships and stuff like that. So hype is definitely doing its thing. Mm-hmm. The competition definitely remains to like be relevant throughout the sneaker industry. Things just keep moving. It's so good. I feel like though, just to bring up the dunks again, just because I can't stop talking about them. Is it just me, or does the hype that surrounds these dunks feel like a different vibe?
Feels all too familiar for me.
In terms of do you mean like that in a negative way?
Well, I just mean in the way that last year went with the black pigeon.
Yeah.
Like there's teaser pictures. I think the first picture was a guy skating them, and it's like super like low key, and then all of a sudden it's like bam, it's like an in hand picture, and they're like bam, next week. All
right, so it's just me.
And then it like it doesn't feel different at all. No. Like it's, I think it's gonna be the same. I could be wrong. I hope it's wrong. I hope dunks come back. I hope that we keep getting cool collaborations on a steady basis. Unlike it now, it's like seems yearly. To be honest, that we get like huge one like this. Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Now you're definitely having me thinking about it, because it definitely feels exciting.
Let's hope. I want next year to be a Stussy collab again.
Oh my god, Stussy, put that into the world. So
we had Staple last year. Now we have Diamond. Let's get Stussy next year, and I'll be happy. I'll be a happy boy.
Yes, that would be absolutely insane.
Maybe like a different ice cream set. Yeah, like Chunky Monkey, like Chunky yellow and brown.
Ooh,
boom.
Oh.
True. That would look dope.
Thank you.
That'd be fire.
That'd be pretty dope.
That'd be fire.
You heard it here first. Next November, Complex Con exclusive, Chunky Monkey.
Even if they did like Neapolitan again, but reverse.
Oh, yeah.
Like an un-Neapolitan.
I'm thinking about it. Yes.
After this talk, does the word hype still suck to you guys?
Not as much ice cream.
Not as much. No.
What are we talking about?
Lawrence hasn't been here the entire time. That's just AI talking. Hype is needed. Hype is needed, despite the things that it...
You need everything.
Everything brings. Has its place.
Yeah.
Resellers have their place. We've talked about that. Hype has its place. Shoes that sit on the wall have their place. Everything has
It just their helps place. Things remain healthy and exciting.
Yeah.
I think. Especially in the way we think about sneakers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the way anyone thinks about it, because the hype beasts love the hype. So, I mean,
it's
well-rounded.
True. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They say they don't like the hype, but they love it. They
do.
It.
Come on.
They're a beast for it.
Come on. Let's throw that into advice as well. If you're a hype beast, own it.
Yeah, be one. That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Because everyone gets caught in it like sometimes. Like, there's definitely pairs where I'm like, shit, like, this is cool.
Yeah.
Like, just, it's cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, everyone gets caught in it, so just own it. Just own it.
Own it. Own it. Lawrence.
Yeah.
You know what's next?
Hugh story.
Damn it. Come on. Look, my wife is shaking her head over there. Christine.
Next week. You got it next
damn
year.
Damn it. Next year. Next year.
Yeah.
New Year's resolution.
Okay. Hugh story, for those that don't know, is a game show within a podcast. This is how it works. I have a category, which is colorway this week. Again, I almost said the answer. Joel, stop looking at my screen.
I can't see.
He says that every week, you guys, but I don't believe him.
But he keeps winning.
I know.
So.
I know. Actually, Alvin is the previous champ.
That's right.
Yes, he has the belt. Mm-hmm. We will have a belt made, especially when we get YouTube.
Oh, wait, here.
Oh.
It's my belt, dog. It's heavy.
It's actually just a glass of water.
Heavy.
So how this works is I have a category, which is colorway this week, and I drop hints. Each progressively getting easier. Hopefully these guys manage to figure it out. The first person to guess what the colorway or category is of the week is going to be the champion of the week. You guys ready? Oh, and the way for them to
bust.
All right, Lawrence. Lawrence is here, guys. Just wanted to let you know.
Just shut up.
He just got here.
Hello. What are we talking about? For the way they buzz in is they say their names. So it's just Alan. So if I was playing, mm-hmm. Lawrence, if he was here.
What?
Huh? Oh, good one. Nice. I like it. All right.
Got it.
You ready?
Let's go.
Shoe story. Hugh story. Hugh. Damn it. Wow. Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do.
God damn it. His own game over there.
I know. Oh, God. I'm so embarrassed. Okay, Hugh story. Hit number uno. This was first dropped and used in 2008. No, it's not rare, Lawrence. Shut up.
I'm just thinking.
This pulls elements from the 80s and the 90s. Takes the pieces, puts them together into one shoe. It appeared later on many, 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 many PEs and samples. Oh, I think this one's going to give it to you guys. This is named after the first three digits of a zip code. Wow, damn, really? Damn, I'm surprised. Shoot, shoot. It has appeared on Air Force 25 Lows, Hyper Dunks, LeBron 8s, Trainer SCs. It's known as Brooklyn's Shoe. The first release of this was in a trio pack. Air Force 1, Air Max 1, and Air Trainer 1. Man, these guys are stumped. I love it. This should give it to you guys. If you guys don't get it after this, these next three hints, if you don't get it, I'm going to be so upset. Elephant print.
112. Lawrence, 112.
Oh,
112.
Nice.
DJ well Clark.
Done.
Kent.
Well done.
Mr. DJ.
This one was actually recommended or suggested by A. Baliut. Shout out to A. Baliut.
Screw that guy.
It actually appeared again on a three pack of SBs, the Dunks and two P Rods. I do believe it was a collaboration with Primitive. I think I read that somewhere. Apparently, DJ Clark Kent wanted to represent Brooklyn. He was going to pick the area code, but it's the same area code in a few other states or other New York boroughs. Mm. So we decided to stick with the first three digits of the zip codes of Brooklyn.
112.
Yeah, thank you, A. Baliut, for the suggestion.
Word, that was a good one.
Yeah.
That was
good, man. Damn, you guys were stumped. I thought you would have had it real quick, especially after the zip code one.
I didn't know that was a zip code. I didn't know that's why it was called that. Yeah.
This is why I do this.
If you said it was named after an R&B crew, I would have been like, fucking
yeah.
No, I don't think. 112. I don't think DJ Clark Kent loves 112 that much. Yeah, it's 112. That's how he says it in like interviews and stuff.
They're so cool, man. Yeah, the Air Max 1. And even the LeBron 8.
Dude, just the combination of, and the way he color blocks it, 3M upper, elephant print,
and volt.
And that volt. Yep.
And then he just hits you with that black midsole. And then volt outsole most of the time.
Yeah, I need those Air Max 1s.
Goodness gracious. Yeah, I looked up the prices. They're kind of hefty right now. Kind of hefty right now.
Yeah, man.
So if you have a suggestion for Hugh's story like A. Baliut did, thank you, A. Baliut. Hit me up at underscore Spooner because these guys can't see it. That's S-P-O-O-N-R. Yeah. That's it for the episode. Thank you guys for everything that you do for us. Thank you for everyone who has been supporting and have been part of this podcast. Wherever you guys are taking in this episode, please leave a like, comment, review, follow, and or subscribe. Any of those would mean the world to us. Yeah, it looks good in our statistics and stuff. You know, we need that stuff for growth. Man. For growth.
For hype.
Yep.
For hype.
Do it for the hype. We have a Facebook group called CGS Talk. That's facebook.com/group/CGS.talk where we talk it up and sell some stuff. Hit up Canada Got Soul for our reviews. CanadaGotSoul.ca, I'm sorry. For our reviews, event recaps, and sneaker life stories. Now, if you'd like to join us on True to Size, if you have any questions like heads ain't ready. What up?
He ain't ready.
Come get us. Questions or suggestions for Fire Round or feedback for what is it? Errors, omissions, and messages. Shoot us a DM or email us. I like it. Shoot us a DM at CanadaGotSoul or email us at CanadaGotSoul@gmail.com. My name is Alan Martinez. I am @_Spooner.
I am Joel. You could reach me at Joe Dooney, JO_D3OsNEY.
This was Lawrence. That's at L Doggy Styles.
Thank God he's here right now.
Woof.
Woof.
I like that. That's your
this
new catchphrase.
This is Alvin Quincy, and you can reach me at MISTERQ
and then Mart. Yeah, thank you for listening to us talk about sneakers. Please remember to rock your kicks even though it's about to start snowing. And don't forget to use the hashtag Canada Got Soul for a feature. This has been True to Size. We are CGS, and we are out. Goodbye.
Bye.
Oh, Lawrence is here to say bye, guys.
Bye. Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.